Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning all week. This week we've been looking at the story of God leading the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt to safety through the Red Sea. He miraculously parted the waters of the Red Sea, pretty famous incident. You've probably heard of it before, even if you haven't read the Bible. We saw yesterday that this accomplished the same thing for two different groups of people. For Egypt and Pharaoh, it showed that the God of Israel was indeed the powerful God of the universe. That the gods of Egypt, responsible for various things, so they thought, were actually nothing in the face of an almighty God. For the Israelites, it showed the same thing. It showed them that their God was the God, that he could be trusted, that if they were obedient to him, he would protect them and care for them. This was all good news. Now, this is good for us to learn as well. This was Israel's defining moment as a nation. This is when they were clearly shown to be God's people, and there was a symbol attached to it, the symbol of them passing through the waters of the Red Sea. They were saved from death, from imminent death, certain death, by a miraculous act of God, not because they were so wonderful and deserved it and obedient, but rather because God loved them and wanted to show his love and care and protection to them. It was an act of grace rather than an act of law. We'll explore a bit more of that next week. Even when they doubted and wanted to give up, God gave them this gift of new life and salvation. And there's a huge connection to the Christian faith here as well. Christians believe that we are saved by grace alone, by an act of God's love and care and protection, not because we deserve it, because we're so perfect and holy. The symbolism is even the same. For the Israelites, it's the moment of passing through the waters of the Red Sea. For Christians, it's the moment of passing through the waters of baptism, where Christians go underwater where they should have died, but instead they emerge to new life. They rise to new life instead of dying. That's the defining moment of Israel as a nation, and it's the defining moment for Christians as well, when they become a new kind of nation, a new kind of Israel, called the church community. The experience of passing through the Red Sea brought Israel together as a nation. The experience of passing through baptism brings Christians together as the church. Paul, a Christian author who wrote most of the New Testament, reflected on this in the book of 1 Corinthians, where he reflected on this defining moment that brought Israel together and how that should apply for Christians as well. He said, "For I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ." Now you can see the references to the Exodus story there, right? The cloud that God used to lead them. There's talk of food. That's referring to manna, some food from heaven that God gave to help them survive in the wilderness. Yet another miraculous sign where God cared for them, whether they deserved it or not, where God protected them even when he put them in a vulnerable, dangerous place. Paul was using this story as a call to the Christian church to be unified, to be one, to see that they've all been saved through what the waters of baptism represent. New life bought for us as an act of God's love and grace, not something we've earned, but rather bought for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul was wanting people to see from this story about the Red Sea and how it brought Israel together as a nation. He wants it to bring Christians together too, to see the common experience that there is no rank within Christianity. Rather, we're all saved by God's grace alone. Our salvation as Christians isn't something we earn through hard work, perfection, or holiness either. Just look at the Israelites, the precedent for all this. They were given God's salvation, help getting through the Red Sea, and so on, even while they were doubting, regretting, afraid, even while they were wanting to go back to Egypt to be slaves again, to reverse everything God was doing, and yet he still chose to save them because he loved them. It's the same with us. All those people who say, "Oh, I can't be a Christian, I'm not good enough, I haven't been a Christian long enough," and things like that. These things don't matter when you believe in a religion of grace, that God saves us, regardless of where we come from, what we've done, simply as an act of love. That's an inward change, obviously, an orientation of our hearts that says we trust, we obey, we know we are loved. Those are all things that happen on the inside. And one piece of evidence for that happening that's visible to others on the outside is when we are washed with the waters of baptism. That's why baptism is so important. It calls back to the Red Sea, and it also is a signifier of something that's happening in a Christian's heart, of how God has washed away the sin and brokenness in their life, and out of the waters of baptism they've risen to new life, clean, loved by God, practicing life in His kingdom. Baptism is a really important thing. And if you've never been baptized before, that's your challenge for today. To contact me, I can give you some help getting baptized, either in our own community in Ajax, or if you're somewhere else, I can help you get connected with a church that can help you be baptized as a follower of Jesus to signify on the outside what God is doing in your heart already. So that's your challenge. If you've never been baptized, contact me. Or if you have been baptized, but it's lost a lot of meaning lately, there are some other steps we can take to remind you of your baptism promises. Contact me for those options as well. So, have a great night. I'll see you on Friday as we take time to pray and reflect on our topic. Bye for now.